Hi, this is the beginning of This Was Paradise from the Nothing But Flowers literary mixtape. A blue sky swollen with early spring arched over the village. A single black crow flew overhead riding the air currents. Emmett Siddle watched its progress from her seat by the cottage window. The village wise one told her crows carried souls to the afterlife. Emmett wondered if another villager had fallen foul of the plague. The door opened and her mother limped into the kitchen. She wriggled out of her threadbare coat. Tears sprang to Emmett's eyes to see her mother looking so frail and tired. "Mother, any news?" asked Emmett.
"There's news, but none of it good," replied Mrs. Siddle.
"Mrs. Hancock's had to bury another."
"How many is that now?"
"This is the sixth. Apparently the little one started sneezing last night."
"Oh, poor Mrs. Hancock."
Mrs. Siddle crossed herself, her lips moving in silent prayer for their neighbour. Mrs. Hancock buried those taken by the plague in the field beside her house to spare others from the grisly task. Emmett dreaded walking past and seeing more crude markers jammed into the earth. "Anyway, I bumped into the Reverend and he gave me today's money. I know you've got all that mending to do, but would you be alarmed and take it out to the boundary stone? I expect the old delivery will be there by now," said Mrs. Siddle. She held out a small leather pouch. Coins jangled inside as Emmett slipped it into her pocket. She wrapped her favourite blue shawl around her shoulders.
"Mother, if it pleases you, may I visit the Dell on the way back?"
"Yes, dear. Give Roland my regards," said Mrs. Siddle. "But don't forget your nosegay." Emmett picked up her small posy of flowers from the table. News from London claimed the plague was spread by vile smells, and the scent of fresh flowers could keep it at bay. She didn't believe that, but the upkeeper of the posy gave her an excuse to venture into the meadows looking for flowers. Emmett hurried down the street. Flowers bloomed early in the gardens, and greenery crept around the front doors. She tried not to look at the cottages, hoping not to see the fresh red crosses emblazoned on the woodwork. On the church door, a handwritten note fluttered in the breeze. She crossed herself. 56 dead in 7 months. She remembered her mother's words when the Reverend closed the church. "Even God has abandoned us, Emmett. We shall have to fend for ourselves now." Emmett saw no one on the walk to the boundary stone. She glimpsed movement inside the cottages, but none ventured out to talk to her. She couldn't decide if they feared she carried the plague, or if they feared they did. Two baskets of goods sat beside the boundary stone. A note nestled among the supplies, no doubt wishing the villagers a speedy recovery from the plague and bringing news from the rest of Derbyshire. The Reverend would read it out on Sunday. Emmett emptied the pouch into her hand. The coins covered the cost of the goods, plus a little extra for the trouble. She placed the coins in the pot of vinegar beside the stone. Emmett set off in the direction of Cucklett Dell. Reverend Mompesson used the grassy hollow as an open-air church these days. Morning service ended hours ago. She could see Roland in peace.